CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. President Biden says he's hopeful ceasefire talks can resume soon between Israel and Hamas, despite escalating tensions in the Middle East.
But I'm not giving up.
The Pentagon sending more assets to the region.
The U.S. has asked for Israel and Hamas to come to the negotiating table for a meeting on Thursday. Israel has agreed to the meeting. Hamas has not committed.
In Gaza, the war is raging on. Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike in the south killed 19.
That's CBS's Skyler Henry. Today, the Biden administration also approved $20 billion in future arms sales to Israel, including fighter jets. The Harris campaign stumping out west today with vice presidential hopeful Tim Walz rallying union members in Los Angeles.
People in this room built the middle class. And it's not just a saying, it's a fact. When unions are strong, America's strong.
Harris plans to campaign in North Carolina later this week. Former President Trump will be there tomorrow. A massive manhunt in North Carolina now, where a convicted murderer escaped state custody in a hospital parking lot in Hillsboro. Corrections Secretary Todd Ishii.
We'll be on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until offender Alston is returned to custody.
A shooting trial underway in Ocala, Florida today, where a white woman's accused of killing her black neighbor.
60-year-old Susan Lawrence is accused of manslaughter for shooting her neighbor, A.J. Owens.
All of you are here for a jury selection.
A case stemming from an alleged racial dispute in 2023 after Lorenz threw skates at children who were playing outside her apartment building. Their mother was killed while confronting the neighbor. Owens' mother, Pamela Diaz, noting the first day of the trial was also the first day of school.
I had to rush here to pursue and fight for justice for my daughter.
Lawrence faces 30 years in prison. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to become a hurricane tonight as it heads towards the Virgin Islands. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking it.
A Category 1, likely going to a Category 2 hurricane is likely, and the current track has Ernesto making a sharp right-hand turn after moving off Puerto Rico and heading straight on up towards Bermuda.
Puerto Rico's warning of widespread power outages. Ford and Mazda are warning owners of more than 475,000 older vehicles in the U.S. They want drivers not to drive them because Takata airbags can explode and hurt or kill people. The warning covers Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles from 2004 to 2014 model years and Mazdas from 2003 to 2015 model years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Board and the community last night discussed a proposed 0.5% sales tax that could generate $20 million annually. Public discussions on the matter will continue in upcoming meetings. Voting is taking place today in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places are open until 8. Voters are reminded to bring their IDs, and you can check your registration status and your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. About 22,000 absentee ballots were requested in Racine and Kenosha counties for today's primary. Of the 22,000, about 17,000 were returned as of yesterday. In-person absentee voting saw over 3,000 participants in Racine and around 2,000 in Kenosha County. The former head of mental health services for Racine County has reached a plea deal related to drug smuggling into the county jail. Brittany Perez had entered a not guilty plea. And the state fair set a new attendance record. Over 1.1 million people went to the fair this year, with the numbers attributed to favorable weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers and Dodgers continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Dodgers game two of a four-game series with Colin Ray against LA's right-hander Gavin Stone. 37-year-old Clayton Kershaw led the Dodgers to a 5-2 win last night at AmFam Field, Kershaw allowing just one run in 5 2/3 innings, manager Pat Murphy.
He's a consummate pitcher. You know, like, this guy is Hall of Famer for a reason. He'd be the first to tell you his stuff isn't as good. But, yeah, I haven't seen our young guys respond that way. The moment was a lot, you know, and a little surprised. But Kershaw was great. He deserves everything he's going to get in this game.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before heading to Denver to play the Broncos. Lucas Van Ness had three tackles and a quarterback sack in the win over the Browns and was asked if he's feeling more comfortable in the Packers' new 4-3 defense.
Comfortable is not a good word to use just because, again, you're fighting for your job. You never want to be comfortable because it's always, you know, you're growing and you're trying to get to the next position.
That's Lucas Van Ness with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High low 80s. More rain around Wednesday night, Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Right now it's 78 degrees.
No satisfaction. No satisfaction. It's the Rolling Stones on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. And tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. 30% off local food, services, and merchandise.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by. And so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hello, Georgia Hall.
Hello, good to be with you.
Georgia is the organizer of the Music and More concert series, which has been going on all summer long at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. Those concerts have been Thursdays at noon, Georgia, but those noon ones are all done now, right?
They are, and now we're really excited because this Friday at 7 p.m. is our Music and More season finale concert.
So an evening concert and still at the church, right?
It is. It's going to be a celebration of our successful 10-week series that began back in June. We've been entertained by more than 125 musicians this summer.
Wow.
And we were able to raise $6,000 for three local nonprofit agencies.
Nice, nice. The one difference between the concerts at noon and this evening one is this one you do have to buy a ticket for, right?
Right. This one is $15, but it's money well spent. You're going to have two great acts that are going to be there. Plus, you'll see all the grants awarded to the agencies and the students. So it's a really great concert.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Okay. First act is going to be Bell City Brass Works. They were founded back in 1988 by Jim Mertens and some others. It's now under the direction of Doug Johnson. There'll be 35 members of that group, and they're going to be playing a variety of brass instruments. So that'll be a lot of fun during the first half. And then the last act is going to be Mark Paffraff, and he's going to be with his Well-Intentioned Repenters Band, is what they call them. This group was actually formed at First Presbyterian Church. Most every Sunday, we've been able to have Mark Paffraff as our worship music leader.
Mm-hmm.
And we often have Pat Badger, who accompanies him. Mark does vocals and guitars, and Pat does trumpet. And then a couple of years ago, they added some other people from our church, our sound tech, Steve Como on drums, and Dave Titus on bass. And then our church organist and choir director, Alejandro Alambreros, plays piano for the group.
Yeah, they're very talented, all of them.
Each of them are highly skilled musicians individually, and then you put them all together, and it's really just kind of magical how they work so well together, and the music that comes out is just absolutely stunning.
All right, so if you're looking for a fun way to spend a Friday evening, that's coming up this Friday, 7 o'clock, and you mentioned we have to get tickets. Do we do that ahead of time?
You can if you want. You can buy them online at the church website using PayPal, your credit card, or you can stop by the church office on Wednesday or Thursday morning, or you can buy them right there at the door. Okay. So whatever you'd want to do.
All right. Sounds good, Georgia. We'll plan on seeing you Friday night at 7 o'clock, First Presbyterian Church, downtown Racine.
Doors open at 6:15, so come early. Get your ticket and get your seat.
All right. Georgia Hall, Music and More Concert Series. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Sweet.
dreams come true. Sweet dreams, baby.
Timeless Hits and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. We've got Brewers baseball coming up for you a little bit later tonight, but now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Today's partisan primary election day is the first time voters are casting ballots under new boundaries for Wisconsin's Senate and Assembly districts. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I have not heard a lot of contact from voters expressing any sort of confusion, but certainly if voters have those types of questions, there are some really good resources.
Wolf recommends myvote.wi.gov. Election night coverage on most civic media radio stations and online begins tonight at 8. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County Board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times. There will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into two distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county's spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 60s. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High low 80s. More rain around Wednesday night, Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Currently at 75 degrees.
Never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight.
dancing in the moonlight, King Harvest on WRJN. A beautiful summer day today. Maybe you're out grilling tonight. Some dogs and burgers on the grill. How about a little sweet corn? Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much-heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the story behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And maybe even some songs you haven't heard in a while. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays at 10 on WRJN.
Yeah.
News and timeless hits from Stevie Wonder on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. This number is staggering to me. I just saw this. In 2024, it says parents are expected to spend about $541 on school supplies and clothing for the upcoming K through 12 school year. That's for one child. In households with two kids, back to school shopping will be just under $900. This, according to Capital One Shopping. I don't remember spending that much. I just can't imagine it. Maybe that just made me a bad dad. I don't know.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. Coming up, CBS News at 6. And a little bit later, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Brewers and Dodgers from American Family Field tonight, pregame at 6:35 right here.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The Pentagon's moving firepower now to the Middle East as Iran threatens to attack Israel. Spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
Hopefully you don't find ourselves in a situation of having to employ those capabilities. But if we need to in the defense of Israel, we will.
But Iran's not backing down.
Iran is rejecting calls from Western governments to stand down. It insists Israel is behind the killing of Ismail Haniyeh and has vowed to avenge his death. In a statement yesterday, the U.S. and European allies urged Iran to de-escalate. Iran said the same countries have ignored Israel's crimes. That's